Still looking for the magic bullet. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Once again, everything's turned on its head. Up is down, down is up. Yesterday we heard consumer prices were dropping, which is great news, except when it isn't. Because now we learn that dropping prices mean deflation. We've all been taught that inflation is bad, but it turns out that deflation, which we weren't taught about, is worse. Last time we had price deflation was the Great Depression. Unemployment claims today were the highest in 16 years. And after 2 days of hearings on whether to save the auto industry, what's the big headline? That the CEOs flew their corporate jets to Washington. That's what spiked the deal. If only they'd showed up wearing dirty jeans and pushing wobbly shopping carts, they'd have gotten the money. But now, the Senate won't even hold a test vote. So, here we are, still trying to find that magic bullet. The problem is that when you're standing in a circular firing squad, even a magic bullet can hit you in the foot. So, here we sit, out of money, and even worse, out of ideas. I mean, an economist actually said during those hearings that car sales would be better if the auto industry had built crummier cars.
The vehicles are too good. They make them too well. They don't break anymore.
Like my minivan.
Like my truck.
Too many well-built cars. We've invented an economic system that actually punishes competence. What do you do when the cars are so well-made they refuse to break? Wait, I've got it. We hire car thieves to go on a massive car theft spree. Then people would have to buy new cars, and they could use insurance to pay for them and wouldn't have to touch their savings. Well, it's no dumber than anything else I've heard. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.